Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento, Drive Car of the Year. And Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy.
7 minutes past six. Hello, welcome along to Sports Day. Well, it's been a huge day in the pool for Australia. It's been a very big round of football. Scoot McClure's got the Olympics covered. Matthew Lloyd's got all matters football covered. And Jean Rooney not far away from joining us. Scoop, you've had a big weekend in football and on the Olympics. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Jared. Oh, what a weekend of footy. What a weekend of sport. I got to say, it's obviously hard, and people in New South Wales and Victoria and South Australia will know being in lockdown. But we are blessed to be in lockdown at a time where there is so much sport to watch. Mm. And I think Channel 7 have been pretty good in their coverage.
Did you give Thorpe the votes today?
I thought the Thorpedo clearly got the three votes. Him calling what was going to happen in that race before it happened during the race,
yes,
was one of the great moments of the Olympics so far. But clearly the greatest moment was Ariane Titmus doing what we all thought she might do, but not thought that she actually would do, and that is knocking off Katie Ledecky in the Olympics in the 400. It was it was an amazing few minutes, Jared.
Yeah, it was exciting TV, exciting radio. I was listening in the car, I've got to say, Scoop.
Basil called it perfectly.
Yeah, Basil has risen to the moment.
Exemplary
call. Well played to Basil. Let's welcome this fellow for football. Give us your best Olympic moment to date, Lloydie.
It'd be that for sure, Jared. And I look forward to chatting to Gianna around. Was Kay Ledecky always going to try and break her?
Early going, hard.
That's what I found interesting, and how hard she powered home.
An amazing last 100, wasn't it?
Magnificent.
Gian Rooney joins us live to talk all things Olympics, of course. A gold medalist in Athens in 2004, two-time Sydney 2000 silver medalist. Gian, what a moment it was in the pool today.
Oh, hello, team. It was incredible. I think I joined the rest of Australia with saying that I am still buzzing. And how good is it at this time, feeling like we're all feeling, to have some joy? Because that's what sport does. When it's done well, when Ariane Titmus takes on the world and wins, it provides joy for all of us, and it was just a magical moment today. That race will go down in history as one of the greats.
Gian, can I just ask you, before the race, what chance did you give Ariane of actually knocking off Katie?
I said she'd win it. I'm working on Sunrise at the morning at the moment, and so every morning and we give our tips and our predictions, and I had spoken to Arnie earlier, before trials even this year, and I said, what do you think of? What is it going to take to win that 400? And she said, it's going to take a world record. And I believe it's going to take a world record to win that race. Mm-hmm. And whoever swims a world record wins it. She didn't have to go that fast, as it turns out this morning. But exactly how she has always executed her race is how she did it to win that final. And that's probably what I'm most proud of, in the fact that, let's face it, everyone has been tipping that showdown as the race of the swimming component of these Olympics. Ledecky versus Ariane Titmus. And with all the pressure, with all the build-up, with all the hype, she is still able to execute her race perfectly, which is to know that Ledecky always goes out hard. She always goes out hard. She breaks the hearts of every other competitor with her sheer will to go out hard and hang on. And once again, Arnie just held her nerve, knew that she had her if she could stay within reach for that final 100, and then turned on the afterburners and came home. It was magical.
Jean, we've got a bloke called Matthew Lloyd about to have a chat to you, and each and every Monday night he gives us his top seven of something. Would you be so kind to work on your top seven races of all time in the Olympics and share them with us at some stage before the swimming meet is out? Because I'd like to know where you have this victory for Arnie today as compared to, say, Kieran Perkins in 96, where he just qualified by a split second and came over the top. And just to remind us all of the great races that we do tend to forget over the journey.
Oh, my goodness. I can certainly try. Even some of them will be before I was alive. So
we'll keep it to the ones that you can remember.
Okay, perfect. In my living memory, where do I rate my top seven? I can tell you already that will be one of them. That was just given the history behind that showdown, given that Katie Ledecky, I believe, is the greatest women's distance swimmer we have ever seen.
Right.
Given that's the first time that she has been beaten at Olympic competition in the big ones that count. There is so much that has gone into it. The fact that this is the first time even an American film crew sent a camera and crew all the way over to Australia to follow Ariane Titmus. They spent 2 weeks in quarantine, did everything, just so that they could get footage of Arnie, knowing how big this showdown was going to be. There was a lot riding on that result this morning.
Well, now they might be following a coach for the next few weeks as well. He provided some entertainment. So has he always been that type of personality? Because I've never seen a reaction like it.
Dean Boxall, yes. I think it was Thorpey who said he's the common day Laurie Lawrence, and it's very apt. Dean is incredibly passionate, as you can tell. He is very emotional, and he wears his heart on his sleeve, and we're used to reactions like that from Dean. That's why there was a camera trained on him this morning with that final. He is so passionate. He's an incredibly motivating coach for his athletes day in, day out at training. And Arnie and Dean have been together for a long time now. There's a wonderful story about Arnie's family. The Titmuses moved from Tasmania when she was young to give her the best chance to chase her swimming dream. So they moved the whole family to Queensland, where they thought that she would have the best possible facilities, coaches, support network set up around her. And so it's been a huge journey for the whole family. And to watch her family watch her win that Olympic final means, I mean, as a, I can't even imagine what it's like for them to go, we were justified in making that move. Yes, you know, we've all benefited from it, but we were justified all those years ago uprooting the whole family and taking them to Queensland for Arnie to chase her dream.
Well, she's back in action tonight in the 200-metre free.
The rivalry heats up again, Jim.
Yeah, she's up against her good friend Ledecky. She's favoured to win that race as well.
I was about to say, no one said it yet. I believe Arnie will win the 200 free.
Okay.
I've seen back that 400. The monkey's off. Yep, the monkey's off the back. She's in form. That carries you through. Once you have a moment like that early on in something like the Olympics, I believe it carries you through. And I'd love to see the challenge. Can't wait for the challenge that will be presented to Arnie in this 200 free. But I reckon she wins it.
And Jared, as we've seen, Gian's been in good tipping form on Sunrise as well. So it'd be a brave man or woman to go against her.
Yes, indeed. And the pressure comes on the legend as well. Ledecky's never been in this position before where she's the one with the pressure now to prove herself.
And don't get me wrong, I still think Ledecky will come away with two individual gold medals out of here. The 8 and the 15, I think, is hers to lose. So the distance events, I think, will go Ledecky's way. But I think Arnie showing her speed, she had a fabulous 200 of the trials a few weeks ago. And so momentum on both sides. I think both these ladies are going to have quite a few medals hanging around their neck by the end of these games.
Gian, phenomenal swim by Kyle Chalmers in the fourth leg of the 4x100. Where does he stand in regards to the individual race for the 100? Where would he rank, you think, prediction for where he could possibly finish?
Well, I think after watching him in that relay, I think he wins the 100. I think he defends his title, which is a big call because for so many of the athletes, that this delay of the Olympics has challenged them in more ways than one. Kyle had shoulder surgery. There was a time when he didn't know if he'd be able to put enough training together to find that speed again. And he's one of the fiercest competitors out there. To watch him in that relay, because I think he started about fifth after the three legs before him. I think he came into the water fifth. To still hold his nerve and know the ultimate racer in him is like, I want to get going. He's an absolute beast when it comes to competition, and he would have been holding himself back to not just want to go flat out from the very first moment he hit the water, but he's still, his race, stuck to his race plan, and again, comes home like a steam train. And that's what he did. Given another 2 metres, he would have got them in silver medal position. So I think watching everyone else in that race, the great Caleb Dressel, who will be his main rival in that 100 free, looked good, but Kyle looked better. And that's very exciting.
Well, Gian, we love Olympians on this program. We also love people willing to go out on a limb and make some bold predictions few people on the show have done that the last couple of weeks, and you've done that as well. So we look forward to your predictions coming true, and we'll touch base with you later in the program. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Lovely to chat.
Jeanne Rooney there, 2004 Athens gold medalist, two-time silver medalist at Sydney as well.
Well, Jeanne got hers right.
And Sam didn't, is that what you're saying?
I didn't say anything. We'll take a break.